Via Hemp, let's talk about it. Via Hemp offers THC and non-THC craft cannabis experiences. Now, I love a non-THC option when it comes to your overall wellness. I'm talking sleep aid, maybe anxiety if you have that. Well, that's where Via comes into play. And did you know even a non-THC option, if you're doing fertility or IVF, can be helpful? Look into that. Well, Via is incredible. You got to be 21 plus. You can get 15% off with my exclusive code TSFS when you go to viahemp, viahemp.com. They have all kinds of lifestyle products. And like I said, the best part is with the THC or without, so you don't have the buzzy. Don't you love my cannabis lingo? I mean, the buzzy. Anyway, yeah, I'm unique. What can I say? Look, order now. You're going to love Via Hemp. Use the code TSFS to receive 15% off and a one-time free sample of their award-winning gummies, 21 plus. That's viahemp.com and use the code TSFS at checkout. Support the show. Tell them I sent you and enhance your everyday life with Via Hemp. Summer is almost here. Don't you want to go to the beach with thicker, gorgeous, beautiful locks? And everyone goes, hey, I love your hair. And you go, Nutrafol, baby. You know, something along that lines. Well, take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering my listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and you enter the promo code TSFS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. I recommend it. I've been taking Nutrafol for years. It's how I got my hair back thicker and not falling out in chunks after I had KJ. Now it's your turn. Nutrafol has been on with me for years, and that's because you all continue to buy, and it really works. I love it. Now it's your turn to love it too. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. That's Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. Do you enjoy playing relaxing puzzle games on your phone? I do. It's even better when they're free and you can collect prizes along the way. Welcome to Two Dots. I have been playing Two Dots to relax my mind, unwind, and there's something very methodical about it. The premise of the game is you connect dots horizontally, vertically, but never diagonally. And you head from level to level. And as I mentioned, you do collect points along the way if you are into that. More than 5,000 puzzles to keep you engaged and relaxed after a very long day. Uniquely designed challenges, game modes, and levels to choose from based on what adventure you are into. And by the way, you can download it for free right now on your Android phone or iOS. I also like the color template of this game. It's giving me very like pastel-y vibes. So yeah, I think you're going to enjoy it too. If you are ready to kick back and unwind, download Two Dots for free on Android and iOS and start connecting. A Real Housewives connection to the January 6th storming of the Capitol. And a couple of corrections we have to make, including we always said that the sandwich shop for Ariana and Katie, something about her, would never open. We're wrong. May 22nd, it's opening. David Yontif is here from Behind the Velvet Rope. Y'all know him. Y'all love him. We have a full show today to get to. So that correction we have to make and just be divorced. Now, y'all know how I feel about Bethany, but David wants to talk about her new podcast. It was recently pulled. Then Bethany had the explanation that with her mom passing, that she is putting the podcast on hold. But do we believe that? And is Just Be Divorced going to save Bethany's podcast empire? Here we go.
What do you want to talk about? Bethany's mom passed.
Yeah. Have you been following that or have you listened to, you all know how I feel, but I have read some of the stories about Just Be Divorced. Have you listened?
Well, I think there is an appetite out there for Just Be Divorced. Again, I see this as a limited series. I mean, we might have weeks left, months, but I mean, can we just talk like about Jason 24/7? I'm being really serious. It's doing well and people seem to actually like it, I think, more than the other stuff Bethany has tried on her podcast. I think this is what she says. I was laying in bed and Jason left and he was staying at a hotel and I just panicked. I had to pack everything. I just knew I was trapped and I had to get, I mean, you could picture Bethany in these, and I was laying there and I had a miscarriage and I was so happy and relieved. And I mean, I think it's doing okay. I'm not glued to every word that she's saying. No, but where, I mean, we asked the same about like Rachel Levis, no offense because we love her, but like, where do all these podcasts go? I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe the joke's on me. Maybe Rachel could talk about Scandal for 20 years. Bethany could just now talk about Jason. Is there longevity? I mean, I guess you and I talk about the same shit all the time, but lots of things are different because things are happening on the shows and in real life.
Look at these shows, Boy Meets World podcasts that are with them, 902, Oh My Gosh, or whatever. Yeah, I mean, these shows have been off the air decades, and there is still an appetite. To your point, this seems to be doing the best for her because Rewatch or Rewives there was not. That wasn't working. So I guess I'm just, somebody else mentioned to me, where's the Jason NDA? There wasn't ever a Jason NDA. How is she able to, although she really doesn't say anything, I don't think, but I haven't listened, but the articles that I've read, she doesn't say anything personally damning about him. She calls herself an ice queen. It's all really all about her, of course. She was horrible, lazy, lay. She was an ice princess in bed, Jason said, and that's because she was ick. He gave her the ick, but she'd already had a child by him, so she was in
why,
it.
Right, I was going to say, why the hell did she get married? If she's that miserable.
How many times has Bethany, because Bethany doesn't bring up, how many times has she been married and how many times has she been engaged? I think 9 engagements, and how many, let's see, how many times was Bethany married?
Listen, I'm not listening to her podcast. I told you I don't listen to podcasts. I listen to Shannon Doherty's podcast, Let's Be Clear, which she has decided to do instead of writing an autobiography. And she does. She's having ex-boyfriends. She's had Brian Austin Green, Jason Priestley, now Tori. She's had Holly Marie Combs. I imagine we're going to get Rose McGowan. By the way, Shannon, interview Tiffany Thiessen. I know you guys weren't on together. It's not her fault that she replaced you. Shannon's very mature. I'd love to hear a Tiffany Thiessen interview. I mean, Jenny Garth, I assume, is coming. Where's Gabrielle Carteris? I mean, you already blew your load with Jason and Brian and Tori, but
you know, Tiffany doesn't really get along with it. You already knew that because you're like a history.
Yeah, but I mean, does she not get along with Shannon? I mean, Shannon didn't get along with everyone.
No, Tiffany tells a very fascinating story about on the Howard Stern show. I adore Howard. She talks about when she got that, and they were adults, when she got that 90210 gig, that those three women, Shannon, Tori, and Jenny.
Shannon wasn't even there. Shannon was terminated. She replaced Shannon.
Okay. Well, but still.
Tori, Jenny, and Gabrielle?
They were all, yes, go bring up the clip. It's like viral. She says they weren't nice
to her.
Right. They wanted nothing to do with her. They did not like her. I don't think she says that they made her life fully difficult, but it was to the point that Tiffany would call her mom and her mom was like, you hang in there. Don't give up. Do not let these girls bully you up. Okay. Honey, we ain't 16.
Her main problem was with Jenny, I believe.
Okay, but Jenny and Tori are besties. So, I mean, this is like when all these people try to feud with you.
What do you people want? You went to the showrunner. You got Shannon fired. She had to be replaced. What the fuck do you people want? Sorry. Now I'm on a rant. Does anyone want us to have a 90210 podcast? Nothing would make me happier to talk about 90210 Melrose and to take Bravo and just close the door for a minute. Not going to happen. Mama needs to pay the rent. I love you all. I love talking about Bravo.
Okay, by the way.
Yes. Okay, so what else did Tiffany? I think Tiffany, Shannon and Tori had a huge falling out. I mean, Shannon's, you know, making, you know, there's amends. Shannon has no problem with anyone at this moment except for one human being. And her name is Alyssa and her last name is Milana. Okay? Alyssa Milana. She will not be coming on the podcast. Okay?
I don't think
they hate each other.
I don't think Tiffany Amber Thiessen has a lot of love for any of them either.
No, but
I
she
don't think
never
so.
worked with Shannon. She never worked with her.
Yeah, but they were all so tight. Like, I don't think
But
Shannon
Shannon
was
was
giving her.
fired. I
Yeah,
don't
but wasn't
know.
she? Didn't Shannon remain pretty close to Jenny Garth and Tori?
No, they all got her fired. No. She was close with Brian and Luke probably the whole time. Look, let's look into this one. But what are you going to say over
Well,
there about your girl, Bethany?
Bethany's been married and divorced twice, multiple engagements. I'm still looking for how many times she's been engaged. But she also, her mom passed away. Now, she had made amends with her mom. She put out a post over the weekend that her mom was a difficult alcoholic and, it was a very complicated relationship and her mom was not a good mother, but then also, struggled with her own demons, and Bethany got to a place where she wanted Brynn to have a relationship with her. So in the last few years, they had reconciled, and it was complicated and messy. And she died of lung cancer. So there you have it. There you have it.
Wow.
And she's been engaged. Well, I guess you don't count the engagements that didn't work out.
You don't count the
Or
engagements
no,
that
you do count
didn't
the.
work
Do you
out.
count the. Like, do you count. She was engaged and married twice. So do you. Yeah, I guess you count those. There was two engagements. Then she was engaged to the guy that we initially saw her, Peter. Not Peter Sussman. She married him. Jason called Dean. He was on the show, but hated it on the first season. They were engaged. She's currently engaged to Paul. She was engaged to the guy that passed away. So there's five.
It's very sad when you sometimes when you lose a parent or someone in your family that you have an estranged relationship with, it's almost more, it brings up more complicated feelings when they pass, just FYI. But it's sad, and I think her post was beautiful. I'm not listening to her podcast. Anything going on with Stassi? Stassi has a third book coming.
New book coming out? Not
Says
really.
she's happy she's not on the valley, and she never would have said yes because it's not her current group of friends. Anything else keeping you up at night?
Well, it's not
Katie and
keeping.
Lala. Lala's saying, wait for the reunion. She's like, we've done something we've never done. She's like, it was so intense what they did. But I'm like, are you trying to? The only thing I could think of is they made Tom and Ariana sit in a room together, like in the trailer, like with Lala talking about. I hate all this stuff that then never becomes anything. You know what I mean? And I mean, are we going to see Tom and Ariana speak at the reunion? Are we going to see Melissa and Teresa speak at the reunion? Come on. Let's get it. And I mean, Ariana has $1 million from Love is Blind, and just we can't have another season of Ariana and Tom not speaking. We can't. So either speak or leave.
I think you're gonna get at some point a more zen-like Ariana. I like you or anything, but maybe a
Just
more
like, who
zen,
cares?
yeah, maybe a less reactive.
She'll allow everyone to be friends with Tom.
What do
She'll
you,
allow.
yeah, maybe she'll be
Okay.
softer in that because next season she'll be in love with Daniel and she'll.
Everyone says, oh, you guys are so harsh on Ariana. It was only 3 months later. Well, now it's not, bitch. So let's see what next season brings. Okay.
What do you make of? Did you also see? We may have to issue another correction.
Apology.
Katie
Oh, tell me.
Maloney says something about her will open. And Katie Maloney
Okay.
even has the she has the balls. She says, "You know what? You guys call West Hollywood, the council people, the inspectors. They're the ones holding it up, not us." Now they have parted ways with Penny. Our fabulous member Penny in this season, she's been in
Is
the.
she the one that apparently owns the trademark?
She does. So they're always going to remain, I guess,
Okay, well.
business to some degree with Penny, but Penny has taken a step back, and sources are saying that if Penny were still more involved, the store would already be open already. But, you know, Penny wishes him nothing but the best. They have at least a cordial relationship. But Penny is not the sandwich director anymore. However, she owns the trademark. So, and I'm sure Penny's probably somehow a financial investor. But what do you think of that? Do you now think, are we changing our tune? We famously said, this is a fake sandwich shop, baby.
I, believe it or not hedging, I was lighter on this one. Like, I wasn't 100% that it will never open. Really? I've been maybe...
Roll the 9%. Tape. Roll the tape.
Roll the tape. Roll the tape. I mean, I said Melissa Gorga was 100% being fired from New Jersey. This wasn't that. I was... you know what it is? I just don't care about the fucking sandwich shop. I think that's what it is. I just don't care. So I wasn't really 100% on this one.
Oh, well, hold on. I've got the... Keep going, because I can roll the tape here.
But I'm not... Yeah, you gotta roll the tape. I'm not... I'm more towards it not opening, but I wasn't that convicted. I wasn't like, this will never open. I mean, I also said Crystal Kung wasn't going from Beverly Hills. I mean, so this might be more in like terms of that. Like, it's... What's the word I'm saying? I don't think I was so adamant about this one. I don't know.
I believe, oh wait.
Apparently you have some tape or footage you're going to roll and put me in my place. You're putting me in my place a lot, which lots of people
hate. Here we go. Okay. Let's roll the tape, baby. Is this just a calm?
She pulled that one out of her asshole really quickly, guys.
Okay, here we go. Let's roll.
A new intro. I don't want to see Ariana and Katie at a fake sandwich shop that I walk by when I'm in WeHo that is never going to open. So I just don't want to see that. Mm. Like, they're now in the title credits at this fake sandwich shop, which is less put together than when you and I walked by 8 months ago. I hope it opens. I wish them nothing but millions and trillions and love and babies and happiness. I don't see it. Where's the opening? I do know that Ariana has done something this week. She has premiered on Broadway, right, literally 3-5 blocks from where I'm living in Chicago. So that happened.
Okay, so what?
I'm all over the place. Sorry.
You are. I mean, what are you all there?
That's not a one. I mean, I said 100, but I wasn't like angst about it. I was angst about Melissa. I mean, it's still not open. It's still not open, but I would still say 90%. I don't think it's going to open, but wouldn't shock me if it does. I mean, stranger. I mean, why open it at this point? Why is this thing going to be packed? Is the sandwich shop going to be packed? It's in a great location. It's a hard fabulous business. Location.
Yeah, I think if they can do a great sandwich, I think they'll be
you're
busy.
You're gonna stop by.
Yeah, I would love to.
You know what
to.
It is? I like brunch. I like a restaurant. I like get your coffee and go. Pop by for a sandwich. You know, it's not really. It's LA. I mean, people don't eat here. Okay,
they eat.
Not really.
Really,
they eat acai bowls. They eat Kardashian salads. They eat smoothies. You can look at that Hailey Bieber smoothie at Air One. I don't know. Does anyone here eat a sandwich? I don't see nobody in a sandwich.
I would say it's probably the least desirable food choice here, but you got to remember that their clientele for Something About Her is out of town fans for the most part. Yes, there's a lot of us fans here, but to your point,
out of town.
It's an Ozempic town, you know? But the people coming from out of town are making that block, which has Tom Tom and Sir and Something About Her.
Yes.
And then we hop in an Uber and we head over to Schwartz and Sandy's. They're making that a destination spot. So I think that sandwiches will do very well. You're going to get a cute little
get your
French
drinks at Sir and walk to the come out the door and walk to the right. stop off and shove sandwiches in your face to sober up and then keep walking, turn right, and get you another drink at Tom Tom. And the location I will give you for when you want to go to Tom Tom and Sir is, it's a literally, you cannot walk from Tom Tom to Sir without stopping by Something About Her. So it's a great location.
Plan your trip to Hollywood. You fly in. You stay at Petit Hermage. It's a great little boutique.
Here she goes, guys. Here she goes.
Petit Hermage. Okay. Fantastic WeHo Hotel. It's all vines. It's very secluded. Hunter Biden used to go there and do cocaine. You can ask for the Hunter Biden Coke Room. Gorgeous rooftop pool. Great little breakfast. You have breakfast there. Then you head out. You do some sightseeing. Hollywood sign. Chateau Marmont. You walk by. It's a good spot, but they don't let you take any pictures. Blah, blah, blah.
Then, no, you can't bring your camera to Chateau Marmont.
You share a sandwich. Darling. With your best girlfriend or gay friend at Something About Her. You walk around WeHo. You go to other great spots. You do Melrose shopping.
Then, the Abbey. Stop at the Abbey.
Yes. And then we go for early happy hour at Tom Tom. Then we go over to Sir. We have a dinner. Then we do dessert. Where do we do dessert? That's fun. You know, I eat here. Yeah. I eat a lot here.
You do eat here. I've been out to dinner with you. You like the full dessert. And this, I'm like, just give me the fucking martinis.
Go to Craig's, stand at the bar, and watch as people go in and out in the paparazzo.
You know what you did include on your tour there? You didn't seem to include Jax's Studio City. Shame.
Oh. Well, you got to get shame. All right, well. Hero Breads. Oh, my gosh. Chef's kiss. Do you love carbs? I'm obsessed. Give me a croissant. Give me a tortilla, baby, every day, slathered with some hummus. Yes, please. And then a lot of veggies, a little turkey burger in it. Okay. That's my own proprietary sandwich. Thanks. Hero Breads right now offering 10% off. Go to hero.co. Enter the promo code TSFS. You are getting 10% off. Now, Hero Bread is so delicious and flavorful, soft, fluffy. In fact, so fluffy that KJ loves it slathered with butter and cinnamon every day. They're known for their products to have 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, zero sugar, and high in fiber. So what are you waiting for? Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code TSFS at checkout. That's TSFS at HERO.CO. How ironic. I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schman and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of, are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller driven. I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller-driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcast, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney podcast. Enjoy. Want your life back? Order Hungry Root. It's actually as simple as that. Truly, Hungry Root is the best meal kit service I have ever worked with because they have meals that take 12 minutes. Guys, if you are a busy mom like I am, KJ now just started swim lessons. And on the night that he has swim lessons, we're not home until 6. I'm trying to make dinner, trying to get him rested and down for bedtime. When I see that number 12 and I know in 12 minutes I can have a healthy meal, I'm turned on. All right. You will be too. Hungry Root's website, so easy to use as well. You just go, you can type in a type of cuisine, or if you like chicken, or you can do preset where you tell them you're vegetarian, keto, or you're a meat lover. Right now, get 40% off. My listeners are getting 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/TSFS and get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/TSFS. Don't forget to use my link so they know who sent you and get 40% off right now and free veggies for life. I believe if you say the Petit Hermage, you can walk to everything. I'm not getting this. This is not an endorsement. I have stayed there though. It was a lovely boutique.
Well, I don't know if everyone is hopping over to Jax's Studio City. No offense to Jax. It's a different vibe. It's more of a, if anyone wants a good sports bar, go to Jax's Studio City. It's like, it reminds me of a sports bar. No?
I like it. Yeah. I will say when I stayed at the Petit Hermitage, one of the rooms really smelled musty. I'm not going to lie. It's a great vibe, but the room was a little musty.
You know what I've, okay, not that, yeah. We'll wrap up, but right. Remember how a few weeks ago, and again, I have friends in LA, they don't listen to, I mean, I could have fucking Taylor Swift on the damn podcast here. They don't listen. They all seem to have listened to the episode where I said, you know how you talk to people here and it's like, duh, no one's home. Well, I have an update. Since you have your update, you did your Justin Timberlake update in the last episode. My update is the people here, and we've talked about this before, but I really am asking, is anybody in LA, anybody walking around not stoned? Because I truly, everybody is stoned beyond belief.
Oh, or medicated and on anything. You know, the big thing now is microdosing shrooms here. Everybody's a microdoser of shrooms. Everybody, and ketamine, everyone's micro. I mean, I thought ketamine was like, it's really strong. I don't know how many people are, I have depression and now I'm using microdosing ketamine with my doctor. Okay. I mean, these seem like heavy drugs here, but. And of course, you know, you go, oh, terrific. Well, it's great to see you at this opening. How are you planning on getting home tonight? Oh, I'm driving. You've had two drinks. You're on ketamine, antidepressants, and you're hopping behind the wheel. That's LA.
Yeah.
Name somebody so. I mean, there are lovely sober people here. There are.
Really?
But you got to look. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be sober. I'd be enjoying all of the treats of LA. But, you know, when you have a three-year-old, it's like your life isn't about you anymore. It's about the safety of that child. And they rely on you to be sober and make good choices. So, yeah, I don't want to be hungover.
I just hate getting stoned. It's not my thing.
All right. Well, next time we'll have to talk. Well, I guess real fast, any thoughts on Ziggy? Ziggy Flicker from R-H-O-N-J, stepson, arrested for January 6th. And apparently, I'm sure they've been deleted, but I guess when January 6th happened, she had posted some photos of him on her Facebook, which is how they got him, and said,
"Yeah,
be safe out there."
I mean, Osef, I know hindsight's 2020. Crystal Kong has revealed that she was just broken into when she was away. Osefo, the professor, the brilliant professor, the star of RHOP. I'm being sarcastic. The professor. Remember you got all those degrees, professor, but now you want to sell candles? The professor was broken into when she was away. Now we have this. Stay off social, guys. You do yourself in.
That's yeah, but it's not my just take it's on. It's everybody. My lovely, I have a wonderful mother-in-law. She's a criminal defense attorney in Detroit. All her clients, all of them, every single one.
What? Was that the Capitol?
They rob a place and then they're thrilled. They hold up the guns. They hold up the cash and they post it on Instagram. And then somebody calls them and says, take it down. Unfortunately, guys, folks, it's too late.
It's digital footprint. Look, I think Siggy probably
all the time.
Look, Siggy has a good marriage. She's in love with her husband. The husband's in love with her. Okay. It's not going to rock the world. Just like she's smart in that she's not posting anything about this.
Well, yeah, she already incriminated him. So yes, I'm sure
right,
she's
I
not
mean,
going.
At least she's, you know, I think you're in trouble. She's very close to Mr. Trump. I think all these people could maybe be pardoned if in November we have an election and Donald Trump is in the White House. Maybe he'll be pardoned because, I mean, I think we'll see Siggy in the fucking White House, to be honest with you. Donald Trump is, I mean, really, I'm being serious. Like, he really loves the woman. She's, as he should. Imagine if someone were doing free PR for you. But she's kind of in that inner circle. I don't know what to say about this one. I'm not shocked. I mean, Teddy Mellencamp is convinced Vicky was there too. So I'm not shocked. I just think with people that were there, I think it's a
Well,
big deal. This is like the real world here now.
okay, well, there's two things. Vicky may have been there. People forget there was a
I'm not
rally.
saying Vicky were there, but I mean, Teddy is convinced of it, and Vicky is disgusted by that statement.
Well, there was a rally prior to them storming the Capitol
Well,
that
there you
was
go.
perfectly legal, was a protest in that, this is our president. He wasn't given a fair election, all that. Okay, that was all civil and all that. Where it went over the line is then people headed from the Lincoln Memorial down to the Capitol and decided to breach security and head into the Capitol. That is where the problem was. I don't know. I mean, maybe Teddy knows something we don't know, but there were a lot of people at the rally. I mean, I worked for a news channel. All our news people were down there. I mean, lots of it. Not they weren't there. Obviously, they were there covering it. It's different, but that was all fine and legal. It's once once they did what they did, that's the problem. I don't think Vicky was
Well,
storming. I mean, is that what Teddy tries to allege? I don't think Vicky was. People, she would have been implicated by now. I don't think Vicky was storming
are
the
you
Capitol.
asking me to get into the mind of a Teodoro Mellencamp? I mean, I'd rather be in her mind than the rat that scurries. She's in the corner. I swear to God, there's a piece of Gouda in the corner, and the rat is on the move. The tam rat. She's a feisty one, that tam rat. Oh, she is a feisty one. I would much rather be in Teddy's mind than the rat's mind.
Would we get sued if we did t-shirts and sweatshirts that were a rat with Tamara's face on the rat body
No.
and it was scurrying for a piece of Gouda on the would
No.
and we titled it Tamrat in the corner with Gouda. We could
You're
sell that
giving our
merch.
merch. You're giving our merch. By the way, I have merch. Go, I have a link. People have been asking for the mug lately that I'm like, I have t-shirts and stuff, but this is we'll make that into a thing. No, we can't be sued.
Okay, you're the lawyer.
Let me tell you about getting sued, okay?
No, don't tell me. I don't want to
Oh,
know.
sorry.
None of this stuff is that deep. I don't want to be sued over this crap. Who
That's how I
cares?
thank
It's
you.
none of
None of
it
this
is like,
stuff.
it's so
People
stupid.
think, oh, team, this, why are you flip-flopping? I'm like, you really think I go to bed at night thinking of whether I'm Team Teresa or Team Melissa? Are you fucking kidding me? It's not that deep for me either. Guys, let's have fun. Can we have fun? Life is fun.
Look, you and I are working on some fun interactive things with our audience. Let's
We
cheers
have
to
things
life.
coming up.
Life is short. You ought to have, whether you drink, you don't drink, whatever. Pick up a club soda. Let's go out and have a great old time and have a gossip
I
sesh
agree.
and then let it go in one ear and out the other. None of it is, nobody is going to care in a decade. 10 years ago, I lost 60 pounds mindful eating, and today I have kept the weight off. I never think about food. I never count calories. Honey, I don't even use one of those darn trackers or apps. I live with food freedom, and I want that for you if you are ready and you want it. And that's where My Optimal Body comes into play. Visit myoptimalbody.com to request an appointment, and be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a bonus free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for a customized plan. That is myoptimalbody.com to request an appointment. Why I wanted to partner with Dr. Applin is because he is a doctor that gets to the cellular and gut reason of why you can't lose weight and keep it off. They also work with your mental capacity as well. So many of us are emotional eaters. They address that, and their clients see long-term success. If you are ready to lose weight, keep it off, and you don't want to do crazy Ozempic, myoptimalbody.com. And tell them the Sarah Fraser Show sent you. Do you hear that? That is the sound of the brand new and delicious You Natural Conception for Her in their juicy strawberry gummy flavor. Oh my, this is now my favorite thing to take. It's a fertility aid. If you haven't heard about them, they are unbelievable with thousands of five-star reviews on Amazon. Go and read them for yourself. And they're famous for their Conception for Her and Conception for Him formula, which Schman, my hubby, has been taking for over a month because it takes two to tango. Conception for Her Fertility Aid is a well-researched baby. They have ingredients like ashwagandha, zinc, magnesium that can help you on that journey to have a healthy baby. So what are you waiting for? Go and order now. You're going to love it, and I want to hear from you. Check out You Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle with the promo code FRASER20. That's FRASER, the numbers 20.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Nobody's going to care in a decade. I have real, this is all real. So, Sarah, it has just been just a delight, just a delight. And yes, nobody is going to care in a decade. In a decade, when we say Team Teresa or Melissa, guess what? We're going to have a whole group of millions of people who say, what? Who?
Dude,
who's Teresa?
Who's Teresa?
Who's Melissa?
I want a show that's with you. We went over to your apartment this week and worked. It was hysterical.
I told you. Thank you for coming.
I would actually love to do a 20-minute show with you every day. Hot topic. No. I mean, hot topics is always like everybody, that whatever. That words have been used so many times. But yeah, I love our chemistry. People love it. I enjoy you so much as a human being. You're a trip and a half.
Come by this week, girl.
I know, I'm trying. I get a couple of podcast interviews I got to actually be on point for.
Tell me about it. This week ain't making me happy either.
No, so, but anyway, but if not this week, next week, we will definitely get together because I have another video for us to do. And,
fine.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
Love you much. I will talk to you soon.
Bye, gorgeous. Bye.
Bye.